This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Idea Park, a new media agency nurturing online relationships between you and your most valuable customers. Online at ideapark.com.
Maybe they'll be putting a Walmart smiley face on your prescription pills.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon. So if Walmart can use its buying power to drive down prices for everything from T-shirts to toys, why not prescription drugs? Looks like that's next. The New York Times reports the retail giant will offer generic drugs at a huge discount, sometimes as little as $4 for a one-month prescription that usually costs anywhere from $10 to $30. Walmart's set to announce the new plan today, testing it out in Florida first to see how consumers respond. Getting to know you, getting to know all about you. That's one approach to tearing down the financial fences between the U.S. and China. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson paid a call on one of China's top universities, and amid serious talk about bilateral relations, Jocelyn Ford reports some students got personal.
The students had obviously done a background check on the Treasury Secretary, or at least a Google search.
You have been a reliable husband, a respectful father.
Thank you.
Paulson apparently is not used to free flattery.
And a powerful football player in your college football team.
What do you all want?
In response to the dozen-plus questioners, he had some tough love messages.
One of the most important fundamental things this country could do would be to move quickly to develop very strong capital markets. And the right way to do that is to open up to competition.
He also had a message for the audience back in Washington. He said one of his biggest challenges is to make a case for free trade at a time of creeping protectionism in the U.S. and around the world. In Beijing, I'm Jocelyn Ford for Marketplace.
The Food and Drug Administration is now warning women who use the birth control patch that they're at higher risk for dangerous blood clots. From the health desk at WGBH, Helen Palmer takes a look at what that could mean to the makers of the patch.
The birth control patch, called OrthoEvra, was introduced 4 years ago. Each patch lasts a week. It's been a popular alternative to the pill. Pharmacy Professor Todd Brown is with Northeastern University.
Something that's taken weekly or applied weekly versus pills that need to be taken every day, there's a significant advantage to that.
By 2004, the patch accounted for more than 9 million prescriptions and earned parent company Johnson & Johnson more than $400 million. But upwards of 9,000 women using the patch had adverse reactions, including strokes and blood clots. Some dozen women died, and over 500 lawsuits have been filed in connection with the product. Todd Brown calls the FDA warning another blow.
I think a warning will impact the sales of the product. It will, you know, scare people away and into some of the alternatives.
Last year, Johnson & Johnson earned over $1 billion for contraceptive products. The company says that will be sharply down in 2006. In Boston, I'm Helen Palmer for Marketplace.
Wall Street kicks off on some forward momentum. The Dow gained 72 points yesterday, 0.6%. The Nasdaq rose 1.3%. The S&P 500 climbed 0.5%. Another example of why the phrase social networking is spelled with a dollar sign these days. The Wall Street Journal reports the social networking website Facebook is in serious talks to sell itself to Yahoo. And the paper says the price could approach $1 billion. Facebook, by the way, was started about 2.5 years ago by a college undergrad as a school project. This is Marketplace. Who's going to take care of all the aging baby boomers? Just maybe it'll be the baby boomers. A new study out finds 70% of that age group planning to keep right on working past retirement age. Here's Ashley Milne-Tite.
A record-breaking 24.6 million people over 55 are still working. John Challenger's outplacement firm conducted the study.
A quarter of those are over 65. In fact, that category of worker has grown by 45% in the last decade.
And he says there will be increasing competition in industries like healthcare as older workers vie with one another for jobs. Still, Deborah Russell of the AARP says it isn't all good news.
Despite the fact that there may be competition, there's still the challenge of convincing employers that 50-plus workers are a good deal.
Those with the worst perceptions of older workers, she says, are the youngest managers. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
We're produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, committed to providing financial expertise that helps both our members and our communities thrive. Let's thrive. Thrivent.com. By Reuters, the world's daily news and information source. Before it's news, it's Reuters. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Bob Moon. You've probably been thinking about the produce you buy at the grocery store a little more than usual this week. That's, of course, in the wake of the E. coli scare over bagged spinach. Stores have yanked it off their shelves, and a lot of people are now turning to their local farmers' markets as an alternative. But closely regulated produce is not the only thing farmers' markets are touting. They also help conserve energy. And farmers' markets are doing everything they can to advertise their advantages. Amy Quinton reports from New Hampshire, where one such effort has gone high-tech.
One-time celery from Acrylis Hill.
Yep.
One-time plenty of whole wheat from D Acres.
Yep.
Judy Meisner anxiously waits for a bag filled with her order of fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and breads at the farmers market in Plymouth, New Hampshire. She placed her order 3 days ago on a website called Local Foods Plymouth, and now she's picking up her order at their booth at the farmers market. The products come from 12 different farms around the state, but now it's all packed and ready for her to take home.
It's just very, very convenient. I mean, everything is right here when you pick it up and you're ready to go and you don't have to run around to 15 different farm stands and try to find what you're looking for. So it's been great.
Local Foods Plymouth is the brainchild of Plymouth Area Renewable Energy Initiative and D Acres, a nonprofit organic farm. The pilot project got off the ground this summer with the help of a small grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Considering the rising expense of shipping produce, co-founder Sandra Jones says the partnership makes sense.
Our organization is very concerned about ways in which we shouldn't be using oil. And one of those ways is we shouldn't be buying lettuce from California when we can buy it here, 5 miles from our home.
The website works like an online grocer. Once a week, participating farmers list their fresh products, and consumers can place orders and pay for them on the internet. Farmers say the website also helps prevent food waste, since they don't have to end up taking home what they can't sell at the market. Abby Holm is with D Acres Organic Farm.
When you spend 3, 4, 5 months caring for a plant, and then you go to a market, you bring it home, it's wilted and dead, nobody wants it, and then it's just food waste.
It's a little different for vendors to get used to showing off their product on the website instead of in person, but Carol Friedrich of Courier Brook Farm says she's not worried.
I don't think too many other people have the organically raised eggs, and nobody makes the bread like I do, so nobody has my world-famous scones.
Now, half of Friedrich's sales come through the website. Organizers of Local Foods Plymouth say the goal of conserving energy by buying locally is working. In the last decade, the number of farmers markets has nearly doubled. In 2004, more than 3,700 farmers markets were operating in the U.S. Organizers believe that the website will be easy to replicate in other communities. They've already received phone calls from farmers as far away as Colorado wanting to initiate a similar website.
I get a couple of you. Some squash.
In Concord, New Hampshire, I'm Amy Quinton for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.
Hezbollah is often described as...
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.